Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797.
Are you going to be back in time to
watch
the Michigan State?
Actually, I am.
How ridiculous
is this? I mean,
you
know, if chances are we will be landing right around kickoff. And so, yeah.
Tell the wife to hit the pause on the TV when you get home, or no, you don't even care.
I like listening to radio calls, so I don't mind first drive or two listening to the radio. But yes, we'll be back. We'll be back. It's funny, which I'm actually kind of excited about. I have something to watch when I get back, but that's an awfully late game.
If you're not watching, you know, football at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday, are you even in the Big Ten? Like, that's just how it is now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the Big Ten owns the whole day.
Yeah. And
this
night.
This is why we do this.
Yeah.
It sucks because, like, Saturday night, like, the weather has been extraordinarily nice.
Sucks. Doesn't everybody love this? Everybody loves having USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon in the Big Ten. It's awesome in every way.
But the weather's been so nice lately. And like, even if we're really colder, that'd be fine. But like my Saturday nights the last couple of weeks, I've been getting the fire pit going. Right. And I can look into the window to see my TV. No, I don't have an outdoor TV. And I understand. It'd be great if I did, but I don't. But I can sit at the fire pit, enjoy the fire pit, sipping on a cocktail, talk with friends, and looking through and watching the game. But I do that with non-Michigan, Michigan State games. I'll do that.
Right.
But when my team's playing, now I can't get out in the fire pit. Fire pit's going to have to be tonight.
Well, so be it. Yeah, first world problems, huh?
It is first world problems.
So Lions taking on Baltimore on Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, the Ravens. Does playing on Monday night actually in any way tangibly impact what's happening on the field? Is a game different because it's on Monday night as opposed to Sunday at 1?
I mean, there's a different feel to it for sure. It is still special, even though they did the doubleheader last week. I think it's different because you're playing under lights as opposed to daylight. There's a definite difference with that. But I don't know if you can tangibly say anything else is different.
So this stat, Adam Schefter had this stat. Lamar Jackson on Monday nights, 22 touchdowns, no picks. And I'm sitting there going, okay, does this really matter? Yeah, Lamar Jackson's good.
Sounds like he's due to throw a pick.
But but I'm trying to figure out, does Monday night really make a difference for Lamar Jackson? Like, is he like, now I'm really amped up?
I mean, there are some teams throughout history that have shown up more on Monday nights than others. You see, like, Monday night records, and they'll show, like, the Cowboys think used to be one of those teams that just...
Weren't the Cowboys just good, though? Like, isn't that number skewed?
That's entirely, maybe entirely true. But
when good teams win more, no matter what time it starts?
But when you're winning at a higher percentage rate on Monday night than you would on Sundays, then you could say there's something different to Monday.
Kang, do you think Monday night matters in any way tangibly on the field?
I do. I think that the bright lights, people getting up for the prime time, the production crew that comes in and interviews him and does all that stuff.
But it's for both teams, right?
Yes, but I think the play is elevated for... But not everyone shows up, I guess...
I'm trying to
figure
out if this
stats... For other
players,
it means more.
I'm trying to
figure
out
if this stats... Obviously, it means more for Lamar Jackson.
Well, I was about to say, is this just a coincidence, or does Monday Night Football turn Superman into Superman times 10?
It can absolutely happen. It's like, you know, some guys look terrible in practice, but they're gamers. Right? Does the game change something when it's actually a game and not practice? Sure. Some guys step up for it. Some guys step up when the bright lights are out there. Some guys don't.
So you think this number matters?
I think it can. I think it matters to Lamar Jackson. There's no question Lamar Jackson plays better on Monday night.
Well, he has. But should we be more... I guess, should the Lions do anything special? Because it's not just Lamar. It's Monday night Lamar.
Well, I think you just... You have your game plan. I think your game plan always, number one, is to try to limit Lamar.
Yeah.
Because he's great, but he's great in two different ways. That's what's really tough. So, again, you get back to your game planning, the defense against Lamar Jackson and that offense. I'm trying to stop the run, and I'll let him go ahead and throw the football around and trust my secondary.
When he's been asked to do that, he actually has thrown it around. But it's kind of pick your poison, right?
Yeah, except 22 touchdowns and zero picks on Monday night is literally pick your poison with that, because he's going to be good. But can you be better in other areas? I think the Lions' offense against their defense, I think Lions' offense is going to score some points.
So, yeah, I mean, their defense it doesn't seem to be living up to the insane Baltimore standard. Kyle Van Noy, who's a key piece for them, might not play.
Former Lion.
Did you see who gets the start if he doesn't play?
Jelani Tavai? I don't know.
No. Mike Green.
Oh, the
kid from Marshall that had like 17. Yeah, that had like 17 and a half sacks.
Yeah, Drescher, yes.
Yeah. So we might, and remember, there was, it felt like many a mock had Mike Green going to Detroit.
That they did. Yep. Well, I hope he doesn't look like the guy that we should have taken.
Well, wouldn't that just be fun to take calls the next day?
Uh-huh.
Here's another edge rusher they could have had. Woo! And away we go. 248-539-9797.
You don't think it matters, Lamar's record on Monday night? You don't think
there's
anything different?
I don't know, because Monday night, both teams are playing on Monday night. Like, both teams go through those things that Kang mentioned, the hype, the lights, the production crews, the, you know, all the stuff that gets amped up. It gets amped up for both teams. Not everybody responds.
That's exactly what it is. Not everyone responds the same way. Same thing is like, why do we separate playoff record from regular season record? I don't know. For some reason, they step up more in certain situations, and maybe Monday night is a situation for certain players like Lamar.
Because I would tend to think that every player is excited about Monday night.
But not everyone responds the same, right?
Oh, I guess. Well, 22 touchdowns, no picks.
On Monday nights in his career, the Ravens are 7-2 with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
He has a 69% completion percentage. And he averages 216 yards a game. That doesn't sound like it's that crazy. But the crazy number is 22 touchdowns and zero picks. That's crazy. But then you also add to that that in the 84 games he's played on Sunday, he's only thrown 46 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's been pretty efficient with the football regardless. He's also very good on Thursday nights. 15 touchdowns to one interception, but the record is 4-3. So how Lamar goes doesn't necessarily mean how the Ravens go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind, Doug Carr.
I will keep that in mind. So this era of Lions football, like Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, the Lions are 3-0 on Monday nights. So, Again, do with this information what you choose. The other thing is, you mentioned teams that have run the ball on Baltimore. Like, it is a great way to have to win a football game. When you can run the football, you're taking less chances, you're wearing down the defense, you're keeping Lamar off the field, you're moving the chains, all those things. You're winning the time of possession, like all those things that are, you're putting the ball in less harm, you're putting your quarterback in less harm if you can run the football. If you can, I mean, I grew up, you know, throwing exciting, pass the ball. And then as I got older, I'm like, yeah, you know what? When you can run, If you can run, run. If you can shove it down opponent's throat, shove it down the opponent's throat.
Yeah, you control the clock.
You control everything.
You control everything. I enjoy running the football. I love watching teams that throw the ball around, but matriculate it down the field however you can. And if it happens to be with a run, go ahead and do that. We did the Lamar numbers on Monday nights. Jared Goff's career numbers on Monday nights.
Yeah.
7-2 record. So comparable.
Same, isn't it?
Yeah. 19 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, quarterback rating of 105.6, which is pretty impressive. And he's averaging 285 yards per game on Monday nights passing, which is above his Sunday average of 260.
How about that?
So he's been very good on Monday nights.
All right. Well,
something's got to give, Doug.
Yeah, something does have to give.
We're just going to have a monster shootout.
Yeah, that's what everyone's predicting. Is the monster shootout.
So what constitutes the monster shootout? Are we talking both teams in the 30s?
I think when you get north of 28. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
if there's 8 touchdowns scored, each team has 4 touchdowns or more. Yeah, I think that's a shootout. Mid-20s I don't think of as a shootout. 28 or more as for both teams, yeah, that's a shootout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is that an acceptable definition?
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm just looking for the number of what you would say, and I think you've given an accurate one. The total on this game is 53.5. So it's just under that number, just under that threshold.
Yep. Well, 248-539-9797. Gary's on a cell, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What I have to say, you guys already moved on from baseball, but I got a couple things to say about. Number one, baseball players just don't give up. Everybody who goes to bat wants to kill the ball, and this guy was a knucklehead, whoever said that statement. I don't agree with what he said.
No.
I think he's not on the same universe as most baseball players. Anyways, what I have to talk about is our coach, A.J. Hinch.
Yep.
And when I grew up, Sparky Anderson, if he saw a pitcher was in trouble, he'd pull. They call him Captain Hook. A.J. has a tendency to leave the player in. And when you see a guy giving up 3 long balls, you get him off the mound. You don't let him stay. And he has a tendency sometimes to stay with guys too long. That's what I wanted to say for the last week to you guys, but I could never get through. Anyways, I love your program, and I think the Lions are going to win Monday night, by the way.
Do you? So, okay, yeah. I'd be curious, how many times do you think a Tiger starter has given up 3 home runs this year?
Not so much home runs, but the long ball. You know, the doubles, the up the alleys. And when they start wrapping the ball, you got to get that pitcher out of there. Sparky Anderson, he run on biorhythms. He didn't work on stats. And if he had a feeling that this guy was going to give up another long ball, he would get him off the mound. And A.J.
A different era of baseball, Gary. I mean, Sparky would do that in the 7th inning, in the 8th inning, because that's when guys would pitch back then. They just pitched way deeper in games than they do today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.